launching into the second hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, it's Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wanted to I have a comment to make, but I wanted to clarify the liberty versus freedom issue. I think you have to realize that liberty is the personification of freedom. You know, the concept of freedom, such as the figure Liberty leading the people in the French Revolution, or during the Revolutionary War, the broadsides that featured lithographs of Liberty being a woman leading the patriots against, you know, the oppression of the king. So that's an important concept that wasn't really brought up. But
interesting observation.
I wanted to say, too, regarding religion, that all monotheistic religions tend to be regimes of repression and oppression. And through the lenses of sociology, anthropology, folklore, linguistics, semiotics, and literary theory, we're able to understand the meanings within a specific historical context. And that fosters tolerance through multiple interpretations and understanding that within any translation there are errors that exist linguistically as well as culturally.
Sure.
So it's
and purposefully. I mean, they're also
purposefully,
right?
Of course. So it's interesting because religion, within an orthodox framework, is a unique vehicle that allows for dividing men and women from men and women, tribes from tribes, cultures from cultures, because it is all. But it's impossible to prove or disprove the existence of a god or the meaning of a god. And we have to realize that all religious texts are written by men, for men, yet we always say that they're written by God or they're God's interpretation. What's very interesting about it is that it's a vehicle for oppression and control that functions beautifully. And
ultimately, sure does.
The only way to deconstruct religion is to understand that religion has to be understood as metaphoric or a metaphorical interpretation regarding religion and culture and history. And then it becomes sort of an interesting vehicle for enlightenment. But if you don't get to that point, which orthodoxy seems to prohibit, then it's just a vehicle for conflict and disruption and hatred and death. And I think we've seen that in the in the limited history we have over the last 6,000 years.
I don't know what I can add to that. Well said, Frank.
Yeah, it really is. I can't add anything to that either.
And I want to say, too, that polygamy is always a fun topic and very entertaining.
I hope you discuss
more of that.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dwight in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Dwight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about a fallacy that I see libertarians fall into all the time, including myself fall into it frequently.
Okay.
And this is the burden of proof fallacy. Would you go to a doctor and the doctor gave you a pill and said, you'll take this pill until you can prove to me that it's safe or that it isn't safe, and then you can stop taking it?
No.
Right. So the statist will say to you, well, you'll take the state until you can prove to us that it doesn't work. And we fall into that fallacy where we have to prove that the pill that they're giving us is dangerous rather than them having to prove that the pill that they're giving us is a good pill, which is the way all of medicine works, all of science works.
Logically, what you're saying makes perfectly good sense. And when you find yourself a logical person, you use that argument on them.
Well, people are inherently illogical. That is true. Just like you wouldn't allow the doctor to give you the pill, we shouldn't allow the state to give us the state, right?
Well, unfortunately, they're going to give it to us whether we like it or not. That's the problem there. There's no real choice involved.
It's true. The doctor doesn't hold a gun to our head, and I guess that is the major difference. But I thought I just wanted to point that out, that when we're having our discussions and we're talking about, well, how are roads going to be handled, or how are, you know, all these minutiae of libertarian thought, we get caught up in those minutiae because we need to, what we really need to say to these people is, well, look, libertarianism may not have all of the answers, but the state has none of the answers.
All the state has is violence, and there's got to be a better way. Thanks for the call tonight, Dwight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin, you are on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, thank you for taking my phone call.
It's on your mind tonight.
I called in a couple weeks ago, and I apologize for not getting back sooner, but I wanted to bring into play that with all these growers that are continuing to put the struggle forth of trying to get the hemp or marijuana, which is actually cannabis, back into the realm of reality, we have to tip our hats to White Plume on the Pine Ridge Reservation back in the 90s, who was the first major advocate for planting hemp in the fields of his reservation, trying to bring upon a poverty-stricken area into a new realm of sustainable and economical basis for supporting his family.
Now, is this an American Indian?
Yeah, Native American. Well, I would, I guess I would say a Paleo-American.
Okay.
just for lack of better terms. But, yeah, this gentleman tried unsuccessfully, 3 to 4 different times where every time he planted and just around harvest, the DEA came in and either burned his fields or threatened. The last time I heard that they sequestered the plant and said that if anybody was to touch the wild cannabis growing on his farms, that they would be immediately arrested and thrown into federal prison.
What a lovely group of people. So compassionate they are.
Of course. And so he has a bunch of wild cannabis growing in his fields, yet it cannot be harvested whatsoever. And periodically the DEA shows up and plucks some and burns some, and then they always throw the photographs in the local media saying, look at all of this cannabis being growing, and God forbid if this was to get out and free. And it's quite ironic that the DEA are able to distinguish the difference between cooking poppy seeds and poppy seeds for opium, yet they cannot distinguish a cannabis grown with THC or a cannabis grown for the benefit of the plant itself.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation because, indeed, hemp, as it is called, is essentially a version of cannabis that doesn't really have any a significant level of THC in it at all. You couldn't even smoke an entire plant and get high off of it. I mean, you'd die of smoke inhalation before you started to catch a buzz. So you're right. And maybe it's not because they can't tell the difference. Maybe it's just because
they can tell the difference.
Right. Maybe it's just because they're still, essentially
flaming jack balls.
Well, yeah, and maybe they're still beholden to the corporate interest that got the marijuana prohibited or the cannabis prohibited in the first place.
Well, absolutely, and one thing that I really want to point out is that, there are 300 different strains of cannabis, and out of all of those strains, they can be grown with a THC factor to them. So for people to say that hemp and cannabis are cousins is actually false, that they're the same plant, and it's the cannabis plant, just depending on what the strain is. But thank you guys for what you do. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Matthew. I believe we have Matthew on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen, Mark and Ian. I want to talk to you guys about Mark and Mr. Schultz. I believe he's from the Liberty Freedom Alliance on one of the Mark Edge interview series.
Yeah,
about a week ago.
It was Ed Schultz, and he's from the
We
the People.
No. Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz.
Ed Schultz is the talk show host. Hey, Matthew, we're going to bring you back. We'll continue the conversation here in moments. More with Matthew. Your calls as well about whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. Bob Schultz from the We the People organization.
Yes.
And I guess we'll talk a little more about your interview series as well, Mark. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiANet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features totally free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. And if you're not a lady listener, enjoy. shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sigil CAI is the business of Jason Osborne, who is the number one principal sponsor of Free Talk Live. If you have a business or know somebody who does, they handle accounts receivable, and they can let you focus back on, well, what you got in business to do, which wasn't collect bills. It's Sickle CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Let's continue. Matthew is back with us in California. Matthew, you're calling in reference to an interview that Mark did, I guess it was last week, with Bob Schultz.
Sounds right.
From the We the People organization. We've had Bob on the show in the past. He was live with us from the Liberty Forum a couple years ago. I think the New Hampshire Liberty Forum of 2008, perhaps, is when we met up with him. But the We the People organization is an interesting group of folks that's out there. They're fed up. They're sick and tired. They're fed up with the federal government, and they're willing to, many of them are willing to actually withhold taxes in order to get a bunch of questions answered that they've had, that they've been asking for, well, probably like a decade now. And they've never really gotten a responsive answer from the government on their questions or questions about the legitimacy of the income tax, the war in Iraq, and various different things that they disagree with that the government's doing. And essentially what they have said is that based on the First Amendment in the Constitution, the right of redress, freedom of speech, and the right to redress grievances, they're saying that essentially the question about what it means to redress grievances has never really been answered by the Supreme Court, at least until recently, where the Supreme Court refused to, correct me if I'm wrong here, Mark, the Supreme Court refused to hear a case that was heard and decided by a lower court.
Yeah.
That essentially,
circuit court.
Right, the federal circuit?
Yeah.
Anyway, the lower court had decided that, this right of redress of grievances, it means that you can tell us what your problems are, you can ask your questions, but we don't have to answer them. And so by not hearing the case, the Supreme Court essentially backed up the opinion of the lower court. Since then, Bob Schultz and his group have been trying to figure out a way to do something else. And that's what I guess you're calling in about the interview, about what that something else was. Is that right, Matthew?
Well, yes, sir. Well, here's the thing. I totally support him on the addresses of grievances issue.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, but he was very, very bad on the immigration issue. He totally was into, well, they don't support, the government should be enforcing these laws. And I'm like, no, they shouldn't be enforcing these laws. But not just that issue, but another issue is that he's also one of a birther. And I'm like, come on, you stick to the one great issue of the redress of the grievances. But when you start to talk about the immigration issue and the birther issue, I'm just like, you know what, people are going to start tuning out because they hear that to go along with it, and they think, oh, this guy is another, fringe element. It's just, it's unfortunate that he had to mix all those messages together. I mean, he should stick to one point.
I didn't hear the interview because Mark has been doing this Mark's interview series where Mark is interviewing people all on his lonesome, people that he's interested in talking to. And boy, had I been sitting in there during that interview, this is one of the reasons why I won't go in on these, because I'll come in and I'll, rain on Mark's little parade there. Mark, how did you handle him when he was bringing that nonsense up?
Well, I'm of the opinion that it really doesn't matter that much, this whole, who's born where, because we have, we have fascists born everywhere. However, I think it's very interesting that he won't show his birth certificate.
Actually, he did show his birth certificate. If you can go to the website factcheck.org, and they listed some very interesting things. He has shown his birth certificate, but not only that.
Wait, Matthew, what they showed? Yeah. Have you seen this birth certificate that you're purporting here?
Yes, I actually saw the webpage. And
it's very dubious, isn't it?
Okay, well, I'll give you that, but let's look at common sense for a second. A white woman in Africa isn't going to draw any attention. I mean, come on, nobody has a picture. She didn't have a passport with a sticker on it. She didn't have no one has a plane ticket to show she was over there. I mean, I went to Germany, and I got a million pictures, and I'm the only black guy who was over there, so everyone else has a lot of pictures, too. I was kind of out of place. So I'm just saying, it doesn't make much sense that she would be over there, and nobody has any evidence that she was there. I mean,
you make good points. I think I don't even know what these points are in reference to. I'm so unfamiliar with the situation because I feel like you do, Matthew. This is completely irrelevant because if they were to find out that Barack Obama was unqualified for the office of president, it would just mean that Joe Biden would be the president. And how is that going to be any different?
Well, it may or may not be true. That may or may not be true. You know, the thing is that these birthers believe, you know, in the fantasy world where they get the opportunity to go in from a courtroom, you see, Your Honor, he's not a real American, you know, and that makes this election legitimate, and it should have been John McCain that was the president, who wasn't born in the United States either. And he, you know, at least Bob addresses that in that particular instance. And I think that this is it's a far right issue. And,
stupid issue.
If I were Barack Obama, here's what I'd do. I'd say, you know what's important to me? The St. Jude Hospital is important to me. Helping kids with cancer is important to me. It's important to you to see my birth certificate? No problem. You get some friends of yours together to put $1 million together, and I'll show you my birth certificate in exchange for that $1 million, and we'll give it to St. Jude Hospital. And I'd have $1 million donated to St. Jude's Hospital because I would have, you know, an old yellow piece of paper that looked legitimate instead of this bull crap that they've got online.
Matthew?
Oh, I'm sorry, I got to stop with some kids. But anyway, yeah, definitely. I mean, just show me some evidence that he wasn't born here, and I'll go with you down that road. But all the evidence shows that he was. There's newspapers reporting that he was born when he was born in Hawaii, saying, "Oh, the birth of Barack Obama." So there's newspaper clippings. I wish there are so much more important things people could focus their attention
on. Absolutely.
Besides where he was born, because like you say, Ian, what if he was? Do you think they're going to give up the power? Find out tomorrow that he wasn't born here. If he's not going to give the power up, the Democrats are going to vote him out.
Nope. I agree with all that. It is a dead end issue, and you're not going to get any traction with it. I'm of all those opinions.
It just shows how misplaced many of the efforts of people who otherwise could focus on something useful. I mean, this guy Bob, what's his name? Bob Schultz. He's doing a few useful things by trying to hold the federal government accountable. He's failed over and over again because you really can't work within the system too effectively to actually get it to change. But you know, good on him for trying to do some of those things. But boy, talk about even more of a pointless effort. And then, you know, he was also anti-illegal immigrant. This is one of the reasons why I got that kind of flavor. I used to subscribe to their emails, and I got that flavor from their emails about a year ago, and I started to just, it really turned me off.
The way he was stating it was that the federal government's legitimate role is to limit immigration, and, you know, there's an argument to be had there that is a legitimate role, the federal government. Reading the Constitution, I can see that that's what they come up with out of it. Now, I'm not for it. I'm just saying that that is a legitimate role of the government if you believe the Constitution gives it authority. And what he was saying was these laws should be enforced if we're going to have them. And, you know, we got into it over
those,
this issue.
And he supports those laws.
Well, he did not claim to support those laws.
Thanks, Matthew.
Those laws stick.
Thank you
for the call. Appreciate
he did not disagree.
Well, good for you on that. I appreciate you sticking up for the immigrants on that case and not pandering to your guest, Mark. It's Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a whole bunch of features, including our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com to get right to that and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus 30-state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. Free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Danny is on the line in New York. Danny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Danny. Yes, I'm on, I go to school right now, and they're finally advertising the Civilian National Force.
What is that?
For the magazine. Hey, remember when the president said Civilian National Force?
You mean National Service?
Yeah, but it's Civilian National Force, right?
That's what they're calling it?
Well, it's been mentioned that, but there's an official magazine out for it as of right now.
Really? And where did you see this?
This at a school.
And what's the name of the magazine? Brown Shirt?
The magazine is the Black Collegian, the Career for Self-Development magazine for African-American students.
Well, now wait, how is that a mag? Okay, I'm confused. You saw in the Black Collegian an advertisement for the Civilian National Force?
Basically everything. All the companies, you can work for America. It has them on the cover dressed like Uncle Sam.
Interesting. Okay, and so what's the pitch? You can work for America. What else?
They're advertising for everything. Federal government, civilian, military, green economy, STEM centers, and volunteer stuff like AmeriCorps and stuff like that.
Mm.
And private companies are all in here.
AmeriCorps not
so okay. Anyone who's in this magazine is connected with the government, either full-blown or subcontractor.
Interesting.
So
I
they're moving up.
Yes, sir? Say again?
They are moving up on they're stepping up their game.
Thanks for the heads up on that, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I just heard the Senior Corps radio advertisement today. When I was awakening in the morning, I awakened to the local talk station here in the area.
You must not get out much, because that thing's been on a lot for a long time.
I don't usually wake up to my radio. Normally, I don't really wake up very effectively at all. I need to get better at that. But as I was laying there, sometimes it's more effective if I just lay there for 30 minutes and kind of come to consciousness. And it slowly, that seems to be one of the more effective ways for me to get out of bed. But as I was doing that, I heard one of the breaks, and this particular station is apparently not very well sold on their inventory, their commercial inventory. So you hear a lot of the fill-in commercials that are
PSAs.
That are like PSAs or ad council spots.
If you hear an ad that says it's brought to you by the ad council on this station, that means it hasn't been paid for.
Correct. And one of the ads was for the Senior Corps, and it was talking about they have a bunch of people that sound like they're in their upper ages commenting on how wonderful the Senior Corps is, and one of them says...
It beats moldering to death in your house.
Right, one of them says something to the effect of, once you get started, you just can't stop. It sounded like it was like a drug.
It sounds like somebody's there with a taser making them work.
And once you start, you're hooked. I think it's actually, she used the term hooked.
Do you think they use hooks instead?
I don't know about that, but I do know that the government is absolutely interested in promoting the idea of so-called national service. And it's a story we've been following for a long time on this show about how it is they're promoting. And they're promoting these... governmental opportunities as volunteer opportunities.
Many of them people are compensated for financially, which doesn't mean volunteer.
Right.
And I'm sorry, the government's about the most ineffective organization. If you're going to volunteer, why would you volunteer for the government?
I don't know. I don't understand it, but it must be because they have such an effective PR campaign.
They do get the free ads.
Right, they get the free ads, and they are essentially what they're doing is they're tying in these government programs where you get paid. They're tying them in with real volunteer opportunities, and they're mixing them all together, and they're essentially conflating one with the other. They're trying to make it appear as though working for the government is somehow equivalent to, or actually, in some cases, better than volunteering. When you remember when we got the report from Bile, from blogofbile.com, from last year's summit that they held? On September 11th, Mark, where they got Barack Obama and John McCain together into the same room, and they were both gushing about how wonderful national service is.
Sure. Volunteering is great for your church and for the Red Cross and things like that. That's great and everything. But you're not really volunteering. You're not really serving until you work for the government.
That's basically what the message was. I mean, you essentially wrapped up a very lengthy get together they had that was I guess it was televised on C-SPAN or something like that. But
you couldn't just come right out and say that nonsense that just came out of my mouth. You have to temper that with
a
bunch of
basically
bullcrap.
Said that though. I mean
they basically
said that. That the essentially the highest form of service so called was working for the state. And so what they want to do for those of you that don't know. I know we have some new listeners on here all the time. In fact, I think some of our stations are still joining us extra during this week. But for those of you that don't know, they plan on forcing this national service program down your kids' throats.
Barack Obama said that he expects to see a civilian force, civilian defense force as big, as powerful, and as well-funded. I'm not making those terms up.
That's right.
I'm only quoting him. As big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the United States military. Oh, good.
Right.
Another
bureaucracy as big, as powerful, and as well-funded as the United States military. Already a full half of discretionary funds from the government.
Right.
Almost half of its discretionary budget. I think it's more than half.
So calling for an increase of 50% there.
50% in the discretionary budget. I mean, that does not include Social Security and things like that.
So that's the plan, is to essentially bring as many American youths into their little government service program as possible.
Yep.
The details,
HUP 2-3-4.
Now, of course, the details haven't been ironed out yet. It's been proposed, it's been discussed, but it hasn't actually happened quite yet. Though that caller there was saying that they are advertising something called the Civilian National Force or something to that effect, and that's the first time I've heard of that those terms strung together in that particular way. But for all I know, they already have some initial program going. I mean, maybe that's been around for a while. I'll try to look into that and find out a little bit more about what the Civilian National Force is.
I'll tell you, I find nothing more disturbing than this. There's things out there that I find kind of close. There was this troop of young black men that was doing Barack Obama inspires me and in sort of military fatigues and
yeah,
doing
that video.
Yeah, it was a video on YouTube and it was very disturbing and. There's also the young children singing songs to Barack Obama, the God King.
That's creepy.
It is creepy. Now, I know that certainly there was the George Bush cardboard cutout in Jesus Camp.
Yeah,
where
that
the
was
kids were
too.
Kind of praying to George Bush. It was
pretty much.
It was weird, and
they were definitely idolizing George Bush.
You know, to me, one way or the other, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. State worship is creepy to me. And it just seems like these people, whether they're, I don't care which side of the coin they come from, they just want to grow the government, and it's this cult of personality. They use it again and again, and I'm afraid that it's because the American people are educated stupid by their system, that this wouldn't have happened. I just don't feel like this would have happened 100 years ago when there were fewer public schools and people, they were much more localized and things like that.
It's true. I mean, if there aren't, the government schools are essentially the indoctrination arm of the state, and they exist to inculcate young people with the ideas state is beneficial and the state is wonderful and it, our state is better than their state and all of that nationalistic nonsense. It's very effectively injected into young people's heads by these schools. And it's the schools where they're going to reach the American youths to force them into the government national service program. Now, we don't know what the details are, if it's going to be that they're first going to go after high schoolers, or they're going to go after college students, or they're going to be 3 months or a full year, or we don't know how it's going to be structured, but rest assured, they are busily working to figure it out. We'll let you know when we find out. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see
Toxie Mold. It's magic in a bottle.
Mold Time is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whether you need to buy stuff that you want or that you need, whatever you need, they've got it, most likely, in dozens of categories with even used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, and I've always been satisfied with my purchasing from Amazon. Hopefully you will, too. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff that you want and need.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll be completely secure in your privacy inside the search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. I have it up in the corner of my little browser there where you can do the searches automatically, and it makes me feel comfortable when I see that HTTPS in there because, well, you know that your search is secure. Startpage.com.
All right, so toll-free number 800-259-9231. We just had Danny tell us that he saw an advertisement in a magazine for the Civilian National Force. Now, what he might have been referring to was the Civilian National Security Force, and that's kind of the term that's being thrown around here for what I suppose is eventually supposed to be this alternative military. It's not really a military, but it's going to be as big as the military, and it's going to not focus on killing people around the world, but perhaps killing Americans or at least arresting them and throwing them into cages for various different things. And I was looking around during the break trying to dig up some info here, and most of the sites I was clicking on were fairly slow. But here's something from Infowars.com about H.R. 675. Now, apparently, this is a bill that would amend Title 10 of the U.S. Code to extend to civilian employees of the Department of Defense the authority to execute warrants, make arrests, and carry firearms. Now, this hasn't been passed yet, but it's, I guess, one of the many pieces of legislation that they're looking to expand this concept of the civilian national security force. It would essentially allow them to make arrests or carry firearms in regards to any offense against the United States. The Posse Comitatus Act limits the powers of the federal government to use the military for law enforcement. The act prohibits members of the federal uniformed services from exercising nominally state law enforcement, police, or peace officer powers that maintain law and order on non-federal property within the United States. H.R. 675 sidesteps Posse Comitatus by defining law enforcement officer of the Department of Defense as a civilian employee of the Department of Defense. So this is apparently their plan. To avoid Posse Comitatus, I thought they had already circumvented that with the Military Commissions Act back in 2006. But I guess they're still circumventing it or something like that. Essentially, they are creating this alternative branch that is not the military that will essentially do what the military would do in a situation where the military was in the streets. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. I guess.
So the Department of Defense includes federal police officers, detectives, criminal investigators, special agents, and game law enforcement officers. In 2005, the Office of Personnel Management partnered with the Department of Homeland Security to create a 21st century human resources management system that fully supports the department's vital mission, blah, 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 blah. I don't really feel like going through the rest of this, but that essentially is what's happening here. They're creating an alternative military that's not really the military that will likely be structured.
Likely to shoot your ass as the military?
Yeah, they're likely to be structured and kind of militaristic. In the way that they are operating, you know, that there'll be ranks and structure and all of that. It's just that they won't be called the military. Kind of like how when our friend Sam, one of our co-hosts on the show, Sam from ObscureTruth.com, was in jail, they had a gym at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
And because the jail was full, the actual cell blocks were full, they started setting up cots in the gym. Now, it's illegal to house people in a gym. In New Hampshire, apparently.
I think it's in the United States, but okay.
Maybe the whole United States. So what did they do to get around that?
They changed the name from gym to multi-purpose room.
Room, yeah. So now it's fully legal to house something like 30-plus people in the gym, as long as they refer to it as the multi-purpose room. Because it's not a gym anymore now that they're housing people there.
Mm.
It's a multi-purpose room. And so it sounds kind of to me like what they're doing here is something very similar. And this is just one of, I'm sure, many bills, and whether or not this actually goes through is going to be another question. But rest assured, they are working very, very diligently to come up with new ideas to enslave the American people in the service of the United States. And, of course, you'll be made to look like a bad citizen if you don't want to participate in whatever their little national service program ends up being. If it is, as has been proposed by people like Rahm Emanuel, this is one of the, I guess, the major advisors to Barack Obama, his proposal was something to the effect of bringing all the college kids and high school kids into this and having them serve for 3 months, maybe over the summertime, for instance, working, in essence, for the federal government. And the idea would be that it's voluntary because... Well, you don't have to send your kids to government school. But if you do send your kids to government school, and I don't recommend that you do, but if you do send your kids to government school and you want them to graduate from government school, then in order to graduate, they would have to go through this national service program. So it's not coercive in that the kids aren't forced to, because they don't have to go to government school. You could always homeschool them, or you could send them to a private school. But you and I both know that most parents aren't going to do that because most parents, well, first of all, probably feel like they can't afford to send their kids to private school.
Probably because they've been their property taxes are so high or their rent's so high because, well, the property taxes are overhead on that they don't have enough money. I don't know that some people probably wouldn't be very good at managing their money anyway. However, we are talking about their you know, the most important investment to them.
So that's their justification, is that, well, I'm already paying, so I'll send my kids to the government school and, you know, they'll get whatever they get for an education. And I'm sure they tell themselves about how great their government schools are in comparison to the other government schools, but that to me isn't saying very much.
Yes.
But nonetheless, so they'll essentially make it so that the kids are going to have to go through this program to graduate from the government schools. And because everybody's been inculcated with this idea that the government high school diploma is somehow worth something, then that's going to result in people wanting their kids to, oh, okay, Johnny, you're going to have to go through this program. I know you don't want to, but you've got to get your high school diploma. And so little Johnny or Susie, they're going to have to go through what is essentially going to be a three-month-long course, presuming it's 3 months, maybe it'll be a year. Who knows how long they're going to make this requirement. But they'll have to go through however many months of essentially working for the state. And if you thought the government school was, an effective state indoctrination program, wait until they're told about all the wonderful government benefits they'll be able to get if they just, hey, kids, you could work for the government full time when you get out of school. Don't you want to do that? I mean, look how easy this work is. First of all, the work is so easy.
The money's a heck of a lot better than working for a living.
Right. No, the average private sector employee makes X, and we make X times two.
Because we steal our money.
Oh, they won't say that.
No.
No, you deserve X times two because you're serving the public, right? So they'll just turn it on real thick, and it's just an awful, tyrannical, frightening idea, and it's one that needs to be refused. It's one that people need to refuse to go along with, and so, you know, as I say, as we learn more about what their plot is, then we'll bring it to you. One of the other proposals on the table beyond graduating high school is essentially giving college kids credit. So not giving them cash for working for the state, but essentially giving them like a voucher that is good for toward their college education. And because the state has been pretty effective at artificially inflating the cost of education because, well, educational opportunities at the college level are restricted to those colleges that are essentially obedient to the state or state-run entirely, that means that there aren't a whole lot of free market options, if you will. It's not really a free market at all in education. The college marketplace is less, I think, less restricted than the government high schools, for instance. But nonetheless, it's still a fairly restricted place or market segment. And so the federal government is going to, one of the other proposals is, well, you come and you'll work 40 hours for the government program here, whether it's AmeriCorps or the Peace Corps or the Senior Corps, or whatever the hell it is that they're putting you into, or the National Civilian Security Force, you come and work 40 hours, and we'll give you $5,000 towards college, or whatever the proposal. I don't remember the exact numbers, but that would be it. And, of course, the kids, you know, college students, a lot of them, some of them are paying their own way.
They got more time than money.
It's going to be something that is attractive to them. So look for that. They're going to go after the college kids and the high school kids first, and then you may see them expand to middle school. Who knows? 800-259-9231. You can share whatever you want with us. Hour number three is coming up. The latest on the polygamy situation. We've got that for you. It is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.